My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 13th of October 2009 and the time is 11:30 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Mitchell Harris and I'm 16 from Jersey in the Channel Islands.
Have you travelled over to London especially for your album on the
5th? Yep, just today. So.
And when you arrived at the square and saw someone up on the 5th, was it how you imagined it would be?
Yeah, because I've looked on it on the internet quite a lot, so yeah, but it just seems like much more like daunting and big than I thought it would be. Although I knew it would be big anyway, so yeah.
How are you feeling about going up on the 5th?
I think I'll be alright, but I'm just a bit nervous, as anyone would be, so I think it'll be alright.
And you said you've been watching quite a lot of it. What have you thought of the things that you've seen?
Just a complete variety, and some people are complete, like, nutters, as you'd say. Yeah, it looks really good.
So when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that interested you and made you want to apply?
I just saw it on the internet, and I just thought, may as well have a go. Might get in, might not, so it'll be good if I did get up. And luckily enough, I did, so.
And when you found out that you did get given an hour, what was your reaction?
I just didn't really, I don't know, I just surprised really, I sort of forgot about it for a couple of weeks, so, you know, just, I got two, like, emails saying that I didn't get in first, then just got in on the last one, so, pretty good.
And have you spent much time thinking about your hour and what you're going to do, or did you know straight away?
I had like so many discussions with my friends about what I should do, but I ended up just going with the thing which I thought I would do the first time. Yeah.
And what is it that you've decided to do for the hour?
Well, I'm being sponsored to hold up people's names for Jersey Hospice and Diabetes Jersey, and I've got banners for that, so raising awareness for that and just holding up all my friends' names and everything whilst they're watching me and the thing, and a few people are going to ring me up and stuff, so should be good.
So you've been sponsored in advance, have you?
Yeah. And yeah, I've raised quite a lot. Must be over 150 at least, so it's not bad at all.
And is it friends and people that you know that have asked you to put their names?
Yeah.
Or is it strangers?
It's just all my friends really, and my mum's friends and colleagues and stuff, and my dad's.
And what is it that the hospice do? Why have you chosen to support
them? Well, it's a well-known local charity, and it's just a good cause because it's they help cancer and things in Jersey.
And what is the impact that you'd like to have by going up and doing what
you do? Well, just to raise awareness for the two charities, because some people in Jersey may not be so aware, so may just see it and think, ooh, look at that. Then just for my friends to be like, wait, look, it's my name.
So, tell us again what the two charities are.
Diabetes Jersey and Jersey Hospice.
And have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the 5th and how the hour will be?
Probably end up going really quickly, but don't know, it'll just be quite, as I said, daunting, because it'll be quite high and everything, so. But I have to move quite fast, because I've got 170 like, placards to do, so it's going to be like 10 seconds each, so.
That is a lot. And what if people in the square want to talk to you? Will you be able to take the time to talk to them? Would you want to?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be enough time. I just hold a couple up for like lesser time. But I'm sure it'll be in the camera. So, but a few people said that they'll put me as their display picture for Facebook and stuff. So, quite funny.
And in deciding what you're going to do for the hour, did you feel conscious of having to perform or entertain? Or were you just happy doing it for the charity?
I was worried, obviously, but I mean, I wasn't like under any pressure to like perform or anything, because I really didn't really feel like doing that, to be honest. But just thought, as we use the hour to, for my friends and stuff, so it'd be good.
And is there anything that you would like to take away from the experience as a whole for yourself?
I don't know. Just, I think it'd be a good experience anyway, just being up there and being part of the project, so I think it'd be. But it's obviously part of history, so.
And were you aware of Anthony Gormley and his work before?
Yep, I knew about the ones on the, what they called? The things on the beaches. And the northern, what's it called? The Angel of the North, that's it. I knew about them before, and thought they were good.
And what does it mean to you to be one of 2,400 people able to go up on the plinth and do whatever they want from the hour?
I don't know. Just quite lucky and just a good opportunity and stuff, so.
Are And would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do away from this? Are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying the International Baccalaureate at Holyoke in Jersey. And I'm taking English Literature, Psychology, Philosophy, Maths, Italian and Biology. So quite a lot to do. But
and in Jersey, does everyone do the Baccalaureate?
No, it's like new in Jersey. It's like the first year they're running it in Holyoke. So only 40 or so people are doing it. So it's quite good. It's okay to start off with, but I know it's going to be a lot of work in the long run, but hopefully I'll be okay with it.
And any ideas about what you'd like to do afterwards?
I have no idea, really. I want to eventually go to university, but I don't know what to study quite yet. But
it sounds like you've got a bit of a mix, bit of science,
yeah,
bit of art.
That's the point of the IB, so you've got a bit of everything.
What are some of the things that interest you outside of your studies?
I like my music and stuff, I like going to gigs. And just hang with my friends, basically. Go on the internet quite a lot, as I said about finding the project thing. So, the average teenager.
Did you fall upon the project?
Yeah, but I honestly can't remember how I fully heard about it, but it was something to do with the internet. I must have just stumbled across it somehow. But
well, one of the things that we ask everyone just to help get a bit more of an idea of you as an individual is, what are the things that are important to you?
Go generic and say friends and family. Studying, obviously. Just be an average teenager and say have fun and stuff.
And what have your friends and your family thought about you going up on the plinth?
I think it's a really exciting opportunity. Quite a few people have taken interest in it, so obviously quite, don't know, happy about it, so to say.
Do you know anyone else who applied for it?
A couple of people did after hearing that I got on the plinth, but it was a bit late anyway, but they've still applied, and I think one or two other people from Jersey have done it before, but I'm not entirely sure about that,
And on your profile on the website, there's a bit there where you're asked to put three words that describe you. Did you pick three words, and if so, what were they?
I think one was amazing, because quite frankly, I'm obviously amazing. One was beanie hat, but conjoined because I'm wearing a beanie and it's my trademark. And I think the other one was Mitchell, which obviously is my name, so.
I thought you said Mitchell then. I don't know what you said. Brilliant. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the interview before we finish?
I don't think so, no. Just thank you for the opportunity and thanks.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Have a great hour.
Thank you.